The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Veterans Day. Monday.
Yeah, and it's going really well. So far, we've been called clowns, rude. Yeah.
Why are we rude? How are we rude? we just ask if he has audio. Spadil, right? That is.
Yeah.
And he said no, he's tired.
Too tired.
And we said, buddy, that's a wrong answer on radio. Yeah. You know, you could have said something else. I'm robbing late. My computer's down. I'd use a tech glitch. Everybody does.
Oh, yeah,
I've been hacked.
I use female problems.
Yeah, female problems. There you go. You could have used that, Spadil. But no. You went with, I'm tired, and we came back to you and said, don't go there. Don't go there.
Right,
and then all of a sudden, we're the clowns. I don't get it. Can I play you this monkey story? You know the monkeys that escaped?
Yes. How scary was that?
Let me play the story first. Let me play that first. All right?
Here they are, 43 escaped monkeys in Yemisi, South Carolina. CEO Greg Westergaard says a trained employee closed but did not lock a door.
Uh-oh. So the monkeys saw an opportunity to dash, and they ran out immediately when she turned her pressure washing machine on, which is what we use to wash the enclosures.
Did they know how to open the door?
No, I think they probably just pushed.
And that's all they needed. One cat-sized female got out, and monkey see, monkey do, the rest followed.
These are young animals that are free of all diseases and also have never been used in testing, so there is no public health danger involved.
She must have been a hot monkey.
Sure they weren't.
The female got out, they all chased her. She got to be hot.
But I'm saying this. Sure, they weren't tested on. Sure, they were disease-free.
Why is that audio? Spadil!
What?
What are you doing?
You guys said you wanted some audio. So I got some audio, monkey audio for the monkey story. Yeah.
That's awesome. You're amazing.
Man, you're good. All right, turn it off.
All right.
Turn off the monkeys.
What is happening?
That's scary. These things came out of a bio lab. Who knows what they've got? They could have Ebola.
I just said all that.
He said that
they were disease free, and he said that they've never been tested on.
No, they're not disease free.
That's what I said. Sure, they're not.
They're lying to us.
I know.
There's a reason they're in the lab.
Right?
They're being injected.
No, those 42 or whatever, just those 42 were just fine. Nobody ever touched them.
No. Right, we're supposed to believe.
You know what? I'm tired. I'm going home.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't know. It just doesn't feel right talking about this on Veterans Day.
I know.
What's going on around town? Spadil, do you have any? This is going to get ugly.
Oh,
this,
God.
Here we go again. I'm going to be a clown. Jamie, you're going to be a clown, too. I was about to ask him, Spadil, have you... Have you printed out anything about, you know, the happenings on Veterans Day and like, you know, celebrations?
No, he doesn't.
Gatherings.
Leave him alone.
Deals, food deals.
Spadil alone.
Spadil, he's not even listening. Spadil.
Yeah.
Have you thought ahead and printed out anything to do with what's going on today with Veterans
leave
Day?
Leave him alone.
Food deals.
Leave him alone.
What, you know, what kind of, is there a gathering downtown?
I was listening to this podcast.
Is there a parade?
With David Portnoy to try to get some tabloid trash audio.
No, I'm talking about before that. Before, it's 7.
See, I'm it's saying not at, me, you guys.
Before
it's
6.
Him.
Before 6. Have you printed anything out that I can share right now?
No.
Okay.
But there's a lot right. going on. I'll tell you what, though. If you're a veteran...
I don't know what's going on.
I know, but if you're a veteran, you know.
I actually went and looked for it this morning.
But what I'm saying is we don't have to worry about it because if you're a veteran, you already know. Like my friend, she already has their whole day lined out.
Yeah, but I think there's a few of these deals that are out there that you can tag along with a veteran and get...
That doesn't seem right.
get a little cheap on the side.
That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
By the way, I guess my friend is really upset that I told everybody he couldn't fit in his outfit. And so I guess she right now is putting him in a girdle and he's going to show up at my front door.
Jamie did a story earlier about a veteran who they were encouraged to wear their uniforms to school to show the kids, you know, how much it means. And he can't fit in his.
So it's been a while. I guess he's really mad at me. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awkward in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. He can fit in it.
Is there a ceremony downtown?
There's all kinds of stuff. Yeah, like my girlfriend's going
I'd like to give out the information instead of just saying there's all kinds of stuff.
Well, we don't have it, obviously. So instead of just keeping, like, asking him and asking
him, he's looking.
I'm saying that veterans already know. They already know what they're doing today. They know what assemblies are going to.
All right.
I mean, if you want to go in and tag along and try to get some sheets for cheap for the white sale, then, you know. I mean,
there's no parade.
Are you okay?
I'd like to go to a parade. No, I'm not okay.
I know you're not. Yeah, you're really
I'm hurting this morning because I hurt my back over the weekend. I don't need any sympathy. I don't want anything. You know, you don't have to write in. You can if you want to. 51059.
Because he's not getting any at home.
No,
or
I'm
with
not.
Me either.
So we have to go to this function. The school...
A fancy function.
Yeah, it's a fancy function down at, where was it? Castle Pines?
Yeah.
We had to go down there. It's a school fundraiser, and they did a great job. It was a great event. Don't get me wrong. It was great. But I'd hurt my back on Saturday morning, and the event was Saturday night. And my wife, I don't think she believed me. And
she thought he was trying to get out of it.
Yeah. And no point did I even bring it up that you know, I can't go, you know, and then, you know, argument ensues, I eventually go. That never even happened. None of that. But she got stuck on that I wouldn't be able to dance.
Do you dance?
I cut the rug,
you
man.
Do?
Oh yeah,
oh, I didn't
yeah.
Know that you
oh,
would go and
Fred
dance.
Astaire, man. That's me. Oh yeah.
Wow. So I didn't know there were like I didn't know that you guys danced.
Oh, moonwalk, do it all. Yeah. Remember, I took those dance lessons, Foxtrot.
Yeah.
All that crap.
I didn't know you guys took them together.
Oh, Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Wow. That's me. Yeah, but with a hurt back, you know, and she was very upset. Oh, you're gonna be a ton of fun. My back's down. I can't dance tonight.
And I don't have any sympathy for you because it just seems ridiculous that a man has a bad back wouldn't buy a snowblower.
Yeah.
Especially when we told you that Moore's Lumber, or whatever, Moore's Lumber, remember down in Castle Rock?
Right.
The Mountain Wave weather guy said that they had a sale on all their snowblowers.
Yeah, they sure did.
And I said, go get one, right? So I can't deal with your back because it kind of is on you.
I know.
But I will tell you this. It didn't sound like you had a lot of fun because obviously your wife was kind of mad at you.
Well, it's hard to have fun when you're having your own pain, okay? You know, and everybody was having a great time. They were, you know, having a few drinks and dancing and doing everything, you know, dinner. It was a nice event, and it was well done. It was cowboy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was called the main event, like a horse's mane.
Yeah.
Main event.
Did you wear your cowboy hat?
Well, I wore the hat.
Yeah.
I wore a plaid shirt, but the boots hurt my legs.
Because
my
back.
Yeah, because the heels.
So you had to wear
so I had
flops.
To go with flops. Yeah. So that upset everybody. Okay. BJ shows up with a cowboy hat and flops.
Oh, my God.
Like, dude, what am I supposed to do?
Well, you know what? The one thing, though, I will tell you, you bring up a good point, which is if it was reversed. Like, you would never say to her, oh, my God, you're faking it. You're, you know, you're not wanting to go to this party.
No.
Oh, my God. You know, you would never do that, right?
No.
I watched the humiliation of a man at the grocery store. And I thought of you, BJ.
Not only, you know, but even here, people, they just despise me for some reason.
Nobody despises you. It just seems like common sense is not your friend. A bad-backed man should have a snowblower. I mean, that just is common sense.
Well, I'm the king of common sense. And I kind of like shoveling snow.
Right, but
I kind of enjoy
every
it.
Year I feel like we go
through
this.
I know.
Every
I know.
Year it's your back because of shoveling.
But Jamie, I can tell when
the
I walk.
The best prediction of the future is the past.
I get you.
Yeah.
I can tell when I walk down the hallways. I see people turn and go the other direction. I know what's happening.
They go the other direction?
Yeah. Really? They don't want, yeah, they don't want to converse.
Well, let me go back to
the, all right, okay, go back, okay, to the grocery
store. How I thought of you. So Thursday night, I know we don't have to, I know we don't have to go to work today, or on Friday, right? So Thursday night, oh my God, did you see that video with Chet?
No, I didn't see that.
It was pretty funny. Anyway, so then I went to the, went to the grocery store, right? And so I'm like, I'm getting supplies, right? Just in case we really are snowed in. Because that's what people do.
That's
right?
What we thought was going to happen,
right,
too.
Yeah, and it kind of did. To
for
be
some people, yeah.
So I go to the grocery store, and I cannot find celery anywhere. Like, anywhere. There's just no celery available. So I see the produce guy. I go, am I missing something? Is there any celery? And he's like, oh, my God, we should just put a sign out and say we don't have any celery because everybody's asking for it. And I said, wow. I go, why does everybody want celery? And then this guy that was right there goes, because your wife decides to make soup at 8 o'clock at night. And then I go, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. To me, I wasn't even thinking about making anything. I just want to eat it. Yeah. I go, I'm so embarrassed because I thought everybody just was going to crunch on it. And then the produce guy goes, that's not embarrassing. Let me tell you about my man here, my main man here. And he puts his hand on this guy that's just a shopper.
Yeah.
He goes, I just talked to his wife. And these other two guys, they're crying laughing. They're laughing so hard. And the guy goes, yeah, she made me put him on speaker because I couldn't find the celery. And the guy's like, that's right, my main man had to call us on speaker. His wife was bitching at him saying he could never find anything at the grocery store.
There you go.
Poor dude. Poor dude is right. Yeah. He was on speaker with the produce department. His wife is just like, do you have any celery? Because he can't find anything. And then I was telling my girlfriends, and she's like, oh my God, I would totally do that.
Oh, yeah. I think most would.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah. My God.
And you know, and the thing with a spouse, I think it's more one way. I think it's more toward a wife, toward the husband.
Yeah, because we think you're morons.
Well, it's either one of two things, maybe even three, but they either don't believe you, they don't believe you, or you're conniving to get out of something, you know.
My girlfriend told me that she could literally send her husband with a list. He'll say there's no asparagus, and she can drive right up there and find the asparagus, and then she gets to go, see? It's kind of her joy.
Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah.
But I believe it.
But it's like, I guess it's a fine line between humiliation and just, and we're so agitated with you because I always would say to my husband, use your hands to look, which means move stuff. Like, move stuff and look. Don't just use your eyeballs. Use your hands to look. And he's like, would you not talk to me like I'm 7? I'm a freaking surgeon!
Oh, everybody's happy.
We're all happy. Marriage is great, isn't it?
Why is there a shortage on celery? Is there?
Oh, yeah, there was no celery. And then,
why is that?
Because everybody's making soup.
No kidding.
Yeah, everybody.
So we had celery shortage over the weekend.
And in fact, then the produce, I didn't want to go into the story, but the produce guy, I mean, they were dying laughing at this poor, just like, I don't know, mute, like, little man that was just in the corner looking for celery because he was just beat up by his wife. And he said, and then she made us call 3 other stores, and they didn't have celery either.
Oh. You're bouncing around various supermarkets looking for celery. Way to spend a Saturday night, man. Right?
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, if you were watching the football game yesterday, Broncos, Chiefs, man, we had them right where we want them. We had them beat,
just
and then.
Just one play. All we have to do is we send out the kicker. We have 1 second left on the clock, right? The kicker goes out there. We're all just like, oh my God, it's the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs. We just have to kick it. We win.
For Boney the snap, Riley the hold, lets the kick to win it.
Do over. I want a do over. Can we do a do over? That's what my kid always says. Do over.
Oh my God.
Let's do it again.
So
Let's do it again.
Close. It was so close. Here's the thing, though. I was, I'm not taking away football from anybody. I know everybody, it brings everybody together and everybody loves football and all that. But as I watched a couple of hits, right? Like a boom, like right in the kidneys, you know, just a few hits. And I was like, this is the most brutal thing that all of us are bringing being brought together for. Like, literally, we're watching guys get brain damage. We're watching them in their careers with broken limbs and shoulders and all this stuff. I mean, it's kind of brutal. Like,
yeah,
these guys have a lifespan of like 4 years out there.
That's what makes it number one in America,
but
man.
But they're going to have brain damage.
It's great. I love football.
It just seems so archaic, you know?
Modern day gladiators, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Barbaric. Yeah.
But, it's like, but we are like seconds from watching some guy snap his spine and be permanently injured for the game. It just seems weird. I don't know.
That's why they get millions of dollars, though, right?
Yeah. And it's great to bet on.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse. Let me tell you. You know, you can do these things called proposition bets. You can bet on individual players.
Yeah.
Like this player will throw a touchdown pass or not. Mm-hmm. You can bet on that. There's nothing. There's nothing worse than you having a player and he gets injured.
Oh,
he gets that broken spine or whatever.
Every week,
all of a sudden, it's like, what?
Every week, there's like five guys that are all on the injured, you know, list. It's like, my God, we're watching just these people kill themselves for our enjoyment.
There's a player for the Broncos about 15 years ago. He broke his neck on a touchdown.
Guys, we're looking at the bad side of the game.
No, I will.
It's a wonderful game.
Here's why I bring it up. Because my dad had a full ride, right?
Yeah.
And his jersey is in our high school. My dad was a fabulous football player. But do you know that we never watched it when I was growing up? Because I think he was so bitter that he jacked up his ankle and never got to go pro. I think that's why we never had it on.
No kidding.
That's the only thing I can figure
PTSD?
Out. No.
Football.
No, like he was just mad. You know, he's like just mad that his at his ankle. And so we never watched it when I was growing up. It was just, nope. And I mean, I didn't care.
But you could say the same for hockey. You could say the same for soccer.
No, I agree.
There's a lot of things out there.
I'm not saying it's just one side. I'm just saying, as I was thinking about how God awful this is that we're watching these guys just, you know, have a little bitty career and then just maybe die.
I never think of it that way. Never. When I'm watching a football game, it never even dawns on me.
That's because you have no compassion or empathy.
Yeah, it's because I love the sport. I love it. I think it's a great sport, the greatest there is. So I love it. But we had one job yesterday. We have the Kansas City Chiefs undefeated. We have them beat. I mean, it's a chip shot, right?
And like I said, Patrick Mahomes was literally celebrating like he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like, he was just running like, oh my God!
And then I saw a lot of people posting yesterday after we missed the kick, okay, and we lose. It's like, okay, we're better than them. Wait till we get them here. You better be careful with that, okay? Because you might have woken up a sleeping giant when they play us the next time. They might come real full force.
Well, I think they were full force. They were scared.
They were beat.
Oh, my God.
They
were getting beat by the freaking Broncos?
I'm just saying, because it turned out the way it did in Kansas City with us playing so well, doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to take them the next time either. So.
Do you feel like Travis looked a little fluffy?
You know, I didn't notice that.
It looked a little fluffy.
No.
And I felt like they didn't show Taylor nearly as much as they used to.
I saw her like three times.
Right, but remember they used to show her so much, and I feel like there's pushback now.
That they've been told not to?
Yeah, people are like, we are burned out on her, you know?
Well, that's my sentiment.
Yeah, so I think it's...
I'm burned out on her.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
It was just like quick, like little
God,
things.
If we could have just won that game! I mean, it was so simple. All you got to do is kick the ball through there, through.
Flaboni the snap, Riley the hold, Lux the kick to win it.
By the way, it wasn't the kicker's fault. It was the line. They just let the guys through.
And then somebody else is saying the Nuggets game last night was really, really good.
They came back to 122-120 over the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks are a very good team.
I always love those kind of games. Like, I love the football game because it was, you know, 1 second and a kick. Mm-hmm. And I wish I would have seen that game.
Yeah.
Because they said it was a comeback.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Veterans Day, and Tabloid Trash is coming up.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed.
Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stand by.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Speaking of crazy endings, you know, we went with the Broncos and then the Nuggets. Did you see that crazy ending of that pickleball championship Pete sent us?
Pickleball?
Did you watch it?
No.
It was really good. I'm not even kidding. Did you watch it, Schmidl?
Hello? I missed it.
My God, poor Pete sends us all of this in the group text. And you guys don't even watch
Jamie,
it.
Jamie, I saw the text. It's really good. Ball.
I know, but watch it. It is kind of amazing. It's like what I told him. I said, Pete, that is a crazy ending. I'm like, it's like ping pong on crack. That's what it is. It's ping pong on crack. Those people, it was couples or whatever, you know. And, and it went on forever. Have you ever seen that one where the volleyball team, those two girls play the other two girls and it goes on forever?
Yeah, I've seen that clip.
It was like that. It was just like that. It was that exciting.
All right, I'll schedule to watch it later today.
All right, it was really, really good. Really good. You know, it's funny because yesterday we were talking about this, not you and I, but some friends, and we feel like we're missing out on the betting scene.
What do you mean?
You know, like how everybody's like into betting. Yeah. I mean, like everybody's into
betting. A lot of people are, yeah.
To me, and I've talked to you about this before, but it's one of those things that I just can't. You know how you don't get AI?
Yeah, I don't get AI. I don't get Bitcoin. I don't get any of this stuff. Yeah. But I do get the gambling market.
But the gambling, man, it seems so complicated. It seems scary.
It's really easy. It's super, super fun.
Well, it is for, you know, if you're into it. Yeah. I mean, you got to be into stuff for it to be easy to you.
Yeah, like parlay.
Parlay could be difficult. Even point spread throws people off.
Yeah, all that stuff is.
Over-unders, it throws people off.
So they have a list of the six things that people are saying that are trending, and yet they can't either achieve, they don't have any need for it, or they don't understand it. All right, so these are the six things.
All right.
Cybertrucks, obviously they're trending, but a lot of people are like, why would anybody get that?
Yeah, they're really ugly.
I kind of like
what? Them. Wait a minute. What truck are you talking about, though? Are you talking about semi trucks,
no,
or are you talking about regular
Cybertruck? The Tesla Cybertruck.
Oh, Teslas.
Yeah, yeah. That's the Cybertruck. That's kind of known as the Cybertruck.
Okay.
Yeah. AI, which you said. Now, I was reading yesterday that they said we could all do ourselves a really big service, and take an AI class. It literally said if you don't want to be, you know how, like. My generation, I had to ask my son for help with everything. It said, if we really want to be on track with the next generation, we have got to go take AI classes because we're going to be left out. You know how my dad didn't know like how to do Facebook or Instagram or anything like that? We are going to be at that age where we don't even know what AI is unless we go to classes, and then we're going to be lost.
Okay.
You know, like AI. Yeah.
And like, I have it on my phone.
40,
I just don't know how
years,
to use
we'll
it.
Be like, what? What?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I don't know if I ever need a need for it, though.
Well, that's what you think, but you will.
Yeah,
because
I don't know.
It's the way it's progressing, you will. And then, let's see here. It says, the other thing that's really popular that people are like, is influencers. I do watch a few. There's this little kid, and he's like a dork, and he's like 10, but he can sew like a mofo.
He's considered an influencer?
Yeah. He's crazy. He's the 10-year-old little sewing guy. I don't even have a sewing machine. Why am I watching him?
Yeah, no
so
kidding.
Weird. All right. The other one was pickleball. Pickleball obviously is trending hugely. I mean, there are places opening all over Colorado right now, and a lot of people are like, they watch it from afar, think they want to get into it, but then never bothered to do it. Let's see here. Reboots. A lot of people are over the reboot situation.
Like, what do you mean?
Like just come out with something new.
There
we
you
want
go.
New TV shows.
Yeah, instead of we're bringing back weird science, whatever. I can't think of one right now. Because we're bringing back all these TV shows.
Okay.
That have been gone for, like, Alf.
Yeah, like they're trying to get the nostalgia going, but also like reboot it for a new generation, and then it never is like as good as the old one, and it just come out with something new.
I think it's really tough for them to reboot certain things and use the same actors when they're like 25 years older.
I agree.
That's a tough one.
Okay. Sports betting was one that I just brought up, and that's all of them. So how many do you hit?
AI, definitely. Yeah. Reboots, I don't really watch anyway, so it doesn't matter to me. Let's see. What was the first one again?
Cybertrucks.
Yeah, Cybertrucks. I'm not a big fan of the Cybertrucks.
Yeah, they're ugly.
Yeah, they're very ugly.
I don't care if they're ugly. They're cool.
I can't think something's cool when it just looks like that.
Yeah.
It's hideous.
It looks like a design to me that would get old fast.
Yeah.
You know?
When it's in your driveway?
Yeah.
Like the novelty would wear off?
Yeah, and for the price tag, too.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. It reminds me of, what's that? Oh, my God. Don't do this.
It's like I spent this kind of money just to kind of look cool in my neighborhood.
What,
really?
Remember like the Rumbler or whatever people were driving it? Oh, the Pontiac something. I forgot what it was. It was so dumb. It looked like an old car, but it was a new car.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. Everybody had them. They were really affordable. They were dumb. They were four seats in a hatchback, and it looked like an old car, but it was a new car.
Yeah, I don't know the name of that car, though.
I don't remember. But you know what I'm talking about. All right, Yellowstone. We're not going to talk about it, so don't freak out. We're not going to tell you how they addressed Kevin Costner and his absence. But a lot of people are saying it really left a hole, that they're not sure this is what they want to see.
Well, we knew that they're going to get rid of Costner.
Well,
right?
Yeah, he's gone.
So the way it happened...
We're not telling.
...is what people are very, very disgruntled about.
And they're also saying that you miss him. Like, you literally just miss him. Because he's just gone, you know, because he refused to come back. And so it's kind of made it a little uncomfortable, I guess.
Yeah.
Because they know the truth. They just didn't want to sign a new contract.
Yeah, well.
That'll do it. Speaking of PT Cruiser. Thank you, you guys. It's the PT Cruiser.
Ah.
Remember those?
Yeah, I know a guy that had
ugly,
one.
Dude.
So ugly.
I hated that car.
I did, too.
And they had the ugly, like, wood paneling on the doors.
Yes!
And yeah, dude, they're awful.
Oh, my God. And I remember everybody was jumping on that bandwagon, like the PT Cruiser. I got a PT Cruiser.
Yeah.
And I remember the ones with the paneling. Like, what were you thinking, people?
Those did not age well.
Oh, and that might be what happens with the Cybertruck.
I think the Cybertruck's right there. You know what didn't age well with me was the the Chrysler 300. When that thing first came out, I thought that was the coolest looking car because it looked like a gangster car.
Yeah, it did.
Sort of looks like a Phantom.
Mafia.
It was like a gangster. Man, I thought, man, that is cool. And now it is the ugliest car on the road.
Yeah. Yeah. I bought my dad that SS, that Chevy, whatever SS, it was the truck.
Yeah, that was a bad truck too.
Well, I didn't realize when I bought it for him for Father's Day that he's tall.
Yeah.
And he couldn't drive it unless the top was off of it.
Wasn't that one considered a car truck?
Yeah. It had a Chevy chassis. It was super fast.
Yeah.
I mean, not a Chevy. It had a Corvette chassis, and it was so fast. And then I brought it for him for Father's Day, and he couldn't get in it.
Yeah.
Do you know how sad that is? I just bought my dad a truck and can't get in it.
That does suck.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no. He's like, I'm sorry, daughter. I just can't drive this truck. I'm like, push the thing. It comes off. The top comes off. And he's like, well, I guess I can drive it in winter. I mean, summer, not winter. You can't drive it in winter. That was a bad purchase.
Yeah. That you didn't think it out.
Nah, well, yeah. I didn't.
You should have gone home and measured
it. It was a seasonal car. Anyway, Elon Musk is a $300 billion man. Holy crap.
$300 billion?
Yeah, with a B, according to Forbes.
Woo!
Tesla racked up big bucks from Donald Trump's election win, with the company's market value surpassing $1 trillion on Friday. I guess there's a lot of Cybertrucks.
Yeah.
But he has a bunch of
others. I guess so, but that Twitter is making him a fortune.
Holy crap. Let's see here. He's $70 billion ahead of the number two billionaire, is Larry Ellison, I guess. He's worth
$2 You've got a lead if you're $1 billion ahead, okay? That's a lot of money. But being ahead by $70
billion? Oh, my God, that's crazy. Ooh, look at the stock, though.
Yeah, it's gone up 100 days, or $100 in 5 days.
Man, $300 billion man.
Which one is that?
Tesla
stock.
Wow.
Anyway, and then finally, Zach Bryan, you guys, is just getting railed. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Not only by, like, Taylor fans, I don't know what's happened, but the Swifties have gone after Zach Bryan, and they're saying all his music is copying Taylor Swift. They're also saying that Zach Bryan overall is just a jerk of a guy.
I have a couple of clips of Zach Bryan's ex-girlfriend that broke up with him. I literally just got them.
Chicken Fry or whatever?
Yeah, Chicken Fry. So she went on David Portnoy's podcast on Friday to talk about the breakup.
Yeah.
And I just got two clips. One, she said that she turned down an NDA worth $12 million to not talk about the relationship so that she could do this podcast. And that is this one. Why is it?
Payout to sign an NDA to not talk about the breakup, things that happened, and it's $12 million is what it ended up being.
It's crazy.
I sat on the back porch of the Duxbury house that he bought for us to live in next to my family and like have a family in. And I sat on that back porch with my aunt, and we looked out at the water, and we looked at this $10 million house, and I'm like, for what? I'm going to get all these millions and just to have a backyard to sit in and thank Zach for? Like, it was never about the money. I was with the dude because I loved the dude. Like, everything glamorous, rich, or cool about him was that I hated about him, or I hated being with him for.
Man, this thing has gotten ugly. People are turning against him so hard. I mean, now all his ex-girlfriends are coming out saying he's just a tool and a human turd.
No kidding.
Yeah, that he's just rude to everybody and he's pompous and all this stuff.
Yeah, so apparently she was going to the Golden Globes and she had this dress that she really loved.
Uh-huh.
And he was acting like he liked it in public, but then behind the scenes he's like, you can't wear that dress and all that kind of stuff.
He ruined my birthday. He ruined my tour. He ruined the Golden Globes. Anything Brianna did for Brianna, he had to ruin it. The Golden Globes night was going so great, and I'm like sending him pictures, and he's like happy in the beginning, and then all of a sudden it turns to like, I can't believe you're wearing this, blah, 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 ruins the night. He unfollows me because of the dress. He tells me all the Instagram pictures that I have that I have to delete. He makes me believe that like I have to change my image to like keep up with his or something. So like I was twisted in the head, like, that's not me. I'm not out here with like my nipples in my like that has never been me. And he was trying to paint me as this. But the cherry on the top of all of that was he reposted that picture of me on his story and was like, you are so beautiful.
While freaking out behind the scenes
and unfollowing all of us and unfollowing me. Oh man, it was just such a tug of war, like with my emotions in my head.
Man, he really jacked up her brain, didn't he?
It appears that way. Yeah, unless she's hyping of this for her podcast.
She's not, because all these people, even people that have worked with him that aren't doing it, people that have worked with him backstage say he is a psychopath.
Well,
he's a sociopath, a narcissist, all the things.
But they seem to be putting a lot into this with this breakup and everything for them to only be together for a year. That's what throws me off.
Well, just because
a year goes by fast.
He was just like a jerk about everything. I mean, it's turning bad against him. I want to tell you that right now.
Yeah, people don't like Zach Bryan.
At all. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
It is the BJ Jamie Morning Show, Veterans Day 2024, Monday.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.